here's a story from The World.
How to handle immigration is also the center of news in the UK today. Britain is planning a major overhaul of its asylum system. Under a proposal, anyone who arrives in the UK without authorization could be deported, even if their claim for asylum is legitimate. The government wants to clamp down on false claims and human traffickers. Refugee agencies are calling the proposals heartless and unworkable. The World's Orla Barry has more from London.
8,500 people crossed the English Channel on inflatable boats from France last year.
Early morning in the Channel, a BBC crew spots a boat with 17 people on board, wearing life jackets, but that's not always the case. This crossing is dangerous and has cost lives.
Where are you from?
From Iraq, Iraq.
Many of the migrants pay people smugglers thousands of pounds to get from Calais in France to Dover in the UK. This week, Britain's Home Secretary, Priti Patel, says she wants to put a stop to all that.
An end-to-end reform that will basically now look at how we can create safe and legal routes to protect people who are fleeing persecution and stop them from being put in the hands of people smugglers and criminal facilitators, which we are seeing on a daily basis.
Under the new proposal, only asylum seekers who arrive in the UK legally will be eligible for permanent residency. Zoe Gardner, with the Joint Council for the Welfare of Immigrants, a British charity, says the new plans are inhuman.
It's shaken us to see how cruel of a system that they're proposing and how unworkable of a system they're proposing.
Gardner says such measures will add further trauma to people who've already suffered enough. Hassan Akkad fled from Syria to Britain in 2015. His route included a perilous boat journey across the Mediterranean from Turkey to Greece, which he documented and later turned into a film. Akkad travelled through Europe by paying people smugglers and made it into the UK on a fake passport. That means he arrived illegally, but he was granted asylum and allowed to stay. Under the new rules, Akkad could face deportation. He told the BBC this week the new proposals wouldn't stop people like him making dangerous journeys.
And when people are in desperate situations, they tend to make extraordinary measures to get to safety.
Akkad says the changes will create a new two-tier system for asylum seekers. Marley Morris, Associate Director for Immigration at the Institute for Public Policy Research, agrees.
It seems wrong to say that some people who come and claim asylum through irregular means somehow aren't owed the same level of protection as someone who comes through resettlement. Because ultimately, if their asylum claim is granted, then that suggests that they are fleeing persecution.
The government says it plans to open up new safe routes to allow asylum seekers to travel to the UK legally. Following Brexit, Britain has no agreement with the EU on asylum seekers who travel from the continent to the UK. And Zoe Gardner says European countries have little incentive to sign agreements with Britain to take asylum seekers back.
The government's hands are completely tied and they're announcing this, you know, big plan for a new immigration system, but they haven't got any of the details. They haven't done their homework. They haven't got any deals signed with other countries in order to actually make it happen.
Which means many asylum seekers who arrive in the UK will be left in legal limbo. The British Home Secretary says the proposed changes are needed because the current system is clogged up with what she calls bogus claims and legal wrangles. But Marley Morris says that's just not true.
Well, I don't think that's an accurate representation of the current system. If you look at the data over the last couple of decades, there's actually been a fall in the number of asylum claims since the heights in the early 2000s.
In fact, the numbers of people claiming asylum in Britain are far lower than in many EU countries. Last year, 36,000 people applied for asylum in the UK. In France, the figure was over 90,000. The proposals are still in the draft stage, but with Boris Johnson's Conservative Party holding a majority in Parliament, they're expected to sail through the legislative process. For The World, I'm Orla Barry.